Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another enlightening episode of Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Today, we honor the life of Prophet Muhammad, a beacon of light for humanity, a source of light for humanity. Join us as we discuss his enduring message of love, unity, and resilience that transcends time and inspires millions around the world. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. This is Nahid having the honor of hosting you today on this episode. What we are going to talk about today are the characteristics, the personality features that our great prophet had.
النبي صلوا عليه صلوات الله عليه كلكم قولوا سوا صلوات الله عليه
النبي صلوا عليه
Well, regarding the way we are dealing with business and the many problems that exist these days, let's talk about the way our prophet put it into his life. The Holy Prophet had said, there are 70 parts of Ibadah. Ibadah is worshipping Allah and the practices that we do for it. The best part of it is that of earning in the way that Allah lets us. The best action is to work and earn livelihood by halal means. If a person earns by something that Allah provides and Allah allows, it means he will get the reward equal to the prophets on the Day of Judgment. So he's putting it this way, that if a person worked on the way of the true earning, then the reward they will get is the same as the prophets on the Day of Judgment. The Sharia of Islam and the way our Prophet lived towards trade, the way he was dealing with, mentions that there are 10 parts of earning, out of which 9 parts are in business. However, our Imams, alayhim as-salam, always said that if a person is engaging in trade, they must know its instructions to avoid falling into sinning. Well, there are some etiquettes, some points that our Prophet had mentioned them clearly for those of his followers and believers who wanted to try business, but at the same time they were confused. As we all know, our Prophet, our great Prophet, the most noble character of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, had a very simple life, had a very simple way of earning money, and he would not go deep into the materialistic things, but still, showing that Islam is the most completed religion of all, he is showing us the way, he's showing us the correct way towards earning and towards living a life which is guided by the teachings and by the instructions of Islam. Well, let's start naming some of the instructions that our great prophet had mentioned. He starts putting the notes this way by the things that he mentioned and numbered, that no interest should be transacted and no swearing should be done even if one is speaking the truth. Seller should not conceal the fact of his own good. Seller should not falsely praise the quality of one's good. We can relate this to what we see in the shopping and business areas these days. Our Prophet continues, a buyer should not find fault falsely in goods when buying. Again, makes sense in the world that we are living in. There are four of the mustahabbat, four of the good deeds that are not a force. They are not the must parts of business and details of the trade, but they are rewarded by Allah if we go for them. And our Prophet introduces them this way, that the first one is the price should be equal to all Muslims. And in question of price, one should not harsh while dealing and give more and take less in quantitative measurements. And to take goods, if returned, if buyer does not want good. So on the other hand, the other thing that is a must for a person to earn enough is to earn enough so that he may be able to feed his wife and children. So there are six types of trades that are haram, and our Prophet introduces them this way. So since we are today talking about our Prophet's guidance towards business and towards trading, let's go for a very short break, and then we'll be back with the six kinds of business and trade, which our great character of Islam will reject them and will consider them as haram, as forbidden by Allah. Welcome back to Like Muhammad, where today we are talking about this role model of us all and the way he would put business straight for us, the way he would open the windows of understanding and he would shed the light on knowing the details of business. Well, we talked about the six kinds of trades that our Prophet puts them in the way in the group of the forbidden ones, the haram ones, the ones that Islam and our Prophet and behind all the curtains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reject. Well, our Prophet puts it this way, that to buy or sell intoxicating drinks, non-hunting dogs, pigs, dead animals, meat, skin, or any other parts of the animals which are already dead, or other dealing involving things that are not clean enough, and if a good and a logic use of them even is made, they are forbidden. So the other thing is to buy or sell the wild animals. While also we have buying or selling things that are not for us, the things that are for the other people, and they are not content with the thing that we are selling. And our Prophet continues this way, that to buy or sell goods used for the purposes that are haram, that are not accepted by Islam, the instruments of gambling and stuff, they are not the correct ways of business and earning the money, earning the income, which is even needed for your wife, is even needed for your family and nearest ones. The other thing that our great Prophet mentions is to receive or give interest during transactions. He totally rejects this, and the types of trade which are makruh in our Prophet's opinion, which are not recommended by Islam, let's say. They are not haram, they are not forbidden, but at the same time, they are not recommended either, are to sell one's estate or building, unless if one is going to buy a new estate. To do the transactions with people of low morals, like the thieves, smugglers, and etc., and to do any business during the time from dawn to sunrise. It is the time reserved for the worshipping of Allah. As our Prophet did the same. He used to go into the cave of Hira and spend his time, devote his time for the prey. At the same time, he regards it unrecommended to go for business from the time of the dawn to sunrise. Since this time, as a time for self-reflection, is a time for self-improvement, and for a better connection to Allah. And the other thing is the basic element of interest, which is the exchange of one's commodity for the same commodity with an increase in payment. Also, to continue this hadith, our eighth Imam, Imam Rizal alayhi salam, also mentions, asking for benefit is unlawful, for Allah the Almighty has forbidden it because it brings ruin and leads to the wastage of the property of the people. Everybody becomes interested in making easy profits and gives up the practice of advancing interest-free loans, though it is an act of virtue to help the needy and to lend them money without interest. In any case, asking for interest leads to corruption, injustice, violation of the rights of others, and the wastage of property. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam, he paved the way straight for us. He shed light on every perspective, everything that we might be challenged with today, the things that we might be confused with, and the actions that we needed to know in order to get along with this perspective of our life either. I wish all of us have learned enough of this perspective of our great prophet, though it will never be enough. There are too many things to learn and to imitate from the character of the best version, the best person in this great religion of Islam. With all these great wishes, let's end today's episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.